story tonight by Ron Evans is entitled River of Evil. Some 30 miles upriver from Pilgrim's Rest, the booming town of tents and the mecca for gold seekers the world over. Women were few. Brawling was common, but unlike America of the same period, there was little outright lawlessness. The law was upheld by a gold commissioner and his deputy, who had little interference from the Transvaal government in the general running of the growing international community. Four men had trekked in from Lorenzo Marks: Jock Cameron, Tommy Miller, Arne Lindhoff, and Tubby Mackeson. Heading for Pilgrim's Rest to get their prospectors' licenses, they'd met up with an American, Matt Ludlow, and a young woman, Martha Hendricks. Martha's husband had been killed 2 days previously by a rockfall. She and Ludlow were preparing to return to Pilgrim's Rest at the time, but had decided to carry on when the others joined them. For several days, the group panned the river with little result, until...
Hey, Tubby, Matt, help me move this boulder, will you?
What's wrong, Doc? Been pining you already.
We ain't likely to find much under there.
Oh, I don't know so much, Matt. Back home in Australia, a lot of fair-sized nuggets are found like this.
Have you two come over to help me or just discuss it?
Okay, okay. Look, I'll take the middle. All right, are you ready? Ready, right? And heave!
It's coming!
There she goes!
Yeah. Well, you see, there's nothing under there. Come on, we could spend the next month turning over boulders.
Hold it, laddie. Look there.
What about it? It's a little stone.
Oh, look there. I'm in the bottom of the boulder.
Hey, let me have a closer look.
Hit it with your pick, Tubby.
Well, just look at that.
I thought that boulder was abnormally heavy.
Man, I don't believe it. Let's have a closer look.
Well, what do you make of it?
It's gold. It's pure, honest gold. That boulder must be the biggest nugget of gold ever found.
Tommy! Arne! Come and take a look at this!
What is it, Tommy?
We found a 400-pound gold nugget!
Yeah, my uncle's Father Christmas.
No, we ain't joking. You come over here and take a look for yourself.
There must be a few boulders like this along the riverbank.
Yeah, well, it must be, Jerk. There's no reason why this should be the only one.
Hey, are you fellas serious?
Yeah. Take a look at that, Tommy.
It looks good to me. What do you say, Owen?
It's gold. No doubt about it.
We'll just take a look around for more like it.
Yeah, I reckon we should concentrate on that. But first, I'm going up to the camp to tell Martha about it. Poor Alex, her husband. He always said there was gold on this stretch of the river. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Oh, man, don't let's all stand here looking at each other. There's work to be done.
During the next 2 days, they found many more gold-bearing rocks, though none as large as the first. Even the panning of the river showed they'd hit pay dirt in a big way. It was decided by mutual agreement that they would all ride into Pilgrim's Rest and file their claims after Jock, Tommy, Tubby, and Arne had bought their prospectors' licenses. The night before leaving, they sat around their campfire, heads filled with a dream of wealth to come.
More coffee, anybody?
I'll have some, please, Master.
Darn cold.
Yeah, and there's lightning over there in the hills. Could be a thunderstorm brewing up.
Well, I hope it doesn't flood the river. Maybe Martha should stay back here instead of riding all that way to Monterey.
On my own? Never.
Well, you could stay with her, Matt. You've got your license, and we could file your claim.
I'd rather do it myself, and I reckon Martha must come, too.
Oh, don't you worry. I will.
Here it comes.
Oh, well, I'm not going to sit here and get soaked.
See you in the morning.
I'm going to my tent, too. Good night.
Oh, the fiending, we're in for a long downpour.
Yeah. Well, I reckon I'll go and dream about all that gold. Good night.
Jock Cameron quickly fell asleep in spite of the heavy rain outside. He didn't see the dark figure enter his tent, carefully fold tightly the blanket lying by his feet, and move into a position by his head. Then suddenly he stirred and sensed he was not alone.
Who is it? What are you up?
Anything else he had to say was cut off when the blanket was forced down over his face.
No, no, there is a gold.
Soon, Jock stopped moving, and he lay quite still. Dead still. Then, as silently as it entered, the dark figure crept back out into the wet night. The morning dawned dull and damp. The rain had stopped, but the dry ground of the previous day was now thick mud. Tommy Miller pulled back the flap of Jock's tent.
Hey, Jock, Tommy, you're up and about. Do you hear me? Hey, Jock, come on, man. We're moving off soon. Are you deaf?
What's the matter, Tommy? The old coot wanted to lie in?
Hey, Matt, he's dead.
Dead? No, he can't be.
Well, he's not breathing.
Here, let me take a look at him.
The excitement over the last 2 days must have been too much for him.
Yeah, he's dead. And stone cold. Must have gone during the night.
Poor old devil. He spent his life looking for gold, and look what happened.
I guess he had a weak heart.
Pity he didn't tell us he had a weak heart. We could have given him lighter work to do.
Well, I'll go and give the others the bad news. They can help us dig a grave.
We don't even know his real name. Probably find it amongst his effects, though. Wouldn't it be better if we took the body into Pilgrim's Rest? His death will have to be reported.
Oh, why bother, Tom? The folks here might start asking awkward questions, and there'll be an inquiry, maybe. After all, who else knows he's in the Transvaal except us?
That's true, Matt.
But look, we can give him a decent burial here, and then we'd have no need to worry any more about it. Look, I reckon that's the way that Jock would have preferred it anyway.
You're right, I suppose. It'd save us a lot of time and trouble.
Yeah, well, come on then. Let's go and tell the others.
Jock Cameron was buried on a hillside facing away from the river. They packed up the camp and rowed upriver to a drift. When Matt tried to cross, he was nearly swept away by the flood. So it was decided to set up camp on some higher ground until the water subsided and it was safe to cross. Martha Hendricks began to prepare supper and asked Matt to go down to the river for water. Equipped with a large pot, he left to do the chore and did not return.
Tommy, will you go and see what Matt's doing? He went for water at least half an hour ago.
Oh, I'll go with you. Need to stretch my legs some.
How long do you think the river's going to be in flood like this?
Oh, if it don't rain, I'd say we can safely cross in the morning.
Can you see him, Tubby?
No. He can't be far away, though.
Matt! Matt!
Let's both try.
Matt! Matt!
Tommy, what's that further downstream there? Look, you see it?
Where? I can't see anything except... Oh, yeah. No, you mean that brown thing.
It's a hat. Just at the water's edge.
Hey, it's Matt's hat.
Can you reach it?
Yeah. Here it is.
It's all wet. It's been in the water and washed back onto the bank here.
A Yankee fool's gone and fallen in by the look of it.
Well, unless he's an exceptional swimmer, that's the end of Matt Ludlow.
Even a good swimmer stands little chance in that torrent. He'll have been smashed to a pulp by the rocks down there.
Two deaths in one day. I don't like it. It's as though that gold we found is jinxed.
Their companions in camp were horrified when they were told of Matt's death. A gloom descended on them as they watched Martha cook dinner. The evening sun glowed redly, making the flames of the campfire appear to be non-existent. As Martha put the food out, each of them took his plate and ate hungrily.
Yeah, I hope we can get across that darned river in the morning.
You see those clouds to the south? It could rain again.
Why are you always looking at the black side of life, Arm?
That way, I'm never disappointed, but very often pleasantly surprised.
I think if you smiled, the hillside would crumble.
Oh, please don't bicker. It's been a day of tragedy, and we're all feeling edgy, I know. Let's try to be cheerful, even if it has to be forced.
Martha's right. Tomorrow, we've got a bright new world to face.
My throat.
What's wrong, Arm? You all right?
My throat. My chest. The whole fire.
Captain Tommy, he's going to fall.
Easy, Hart, easy, easy. Elijah, help me lay him down, Tommy.
What's wrong with him, then? The fit?
By his convulsions, I say yes. Or poisoned.
Oh, it must be an epileptic fit.
Is there nothing we can do to ease him?
I don't know. Get me some water, Martha.
Okay.
The fit must have passed.
Is he dead?
No, he can't be.
He's dead, you say?
Yes, dead.
It's cursed. The gold's cursed. Four men dead. Do you realize that? Four men.
Four men?
My poor husband. Have you forgotten him? I tell you, the very ground we stand on is cursed.
Found a piece of soft ground and silently buried their companion. For a while, they stared across the campfire, lost in thought and with little to say.
Don't know about you, Tubby, but I'm not superstitious.
Well, I am. I've seen some strange things in my time. You do well to respect it.
Respect what?
The supernatural. There's a jinx on us, Tommy. How else can these deaths be explained?
Oh, I don't know. But there must be some rational explanation.
Well, you won't find one. I'm scared to my back teeth.
So am I. But it ain't ghosts, banshees, and poltergeists I'm scared of.
This is Africa, Tommy. It's a strange country, and we just don't know.
Nah, you're letting your mind run wild.
Yeah, since we left Mozambique, we haven't seen another living person other than Martha and Matt. Doesn't it strike you as odd?
Yeah, I'll admit to that. But then I heard that there isn't much of a native population in this region. Yeah,
that's right, boyo. But why? It seems like good land. It's fertile. Maybe Martha's right. There's a curse on it.
Nonsense. You've been reading too many books.
Yes, you can laugh. I just hope we're alive in the morning so we can cross the river.
Yeah, that's right. And when we're crossing, I'll remind you about this stupid conversation.
Oh, we'll see. I'm going to sleep.
And sleep well. I'll call you at first light.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Sleep with your revolver in one hand. Maybe it'll scare away those ghosts of yours.
I don't think that's funny.
Sat alone for a while, watching the flickering flames. Then he put a load of wood onto them, enough to keep the fire alight until morning. Inside his small tent, he lighted his hurricane lamp and started to undress. In spite of what he had said to Tubby Mackeson, he had a vague, undefinable sense of foreboding. It was true that Tubby was older, more worldwise. Taking his own advice, he lay back and looked up at the top of the tent, a revolver in his hand. His mind started to drift into sleep.
Hello?
eyes flickered open, and he sat up, instantly alert. Then, still clutching his gun, he ran out. He looked quickly around him in the soft light from the campfire. The flap of Martha's tent opened, and she looked out.
What was that shot? Did you fire it?
No, I was asleep. Tommy!
Better go and take a look.
He's got his lantern on. Tommy, are you there? Tommy, are you...
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, no. Oh, he's dead. The right side of his face has been blown away.
Oh, how awful. Look, he's got a gun in his hand.
He could have done it by accident in his sleep.
Or committed suicide.
No. Oh, no, not Tommy. He liked life too much for that. Let me see this gun.
What are you doing?
This gun hasn't been fired.
But it must have been.
No. It's fully loaded, Martha.
Can't be. Here, let me take a look.
No. I'll take this. You know what this means?
What? You killed him? Is that why you're pointing those guns at me?
Tubby was my best friend, Martha. And one of us murdered him, right? Now I know it wasn't me. And that only leaves you. Why?
You're crazy. How could I have done it? You saw me coming out of my tent.
That doesn't mean a thing. You could have dodged into it just before I came out of mine.
No, Tommy, you're wrong. Why would I want to kill Tubby? I liked him.
That's what I'd like to know. Maybe you want this gold all for yourself. Maybe you were planning to kill me next.
I swear I didn't kill Tubby. Please believe me, Tommy, please.
How can I believe you? There's only the two of us here. Who else could have fired the shot?
I don't know. I don't know. I tell you, this place is jinxed.
I don't think the gold commissioner in Pilgrim's Rest is going to believe that.
You're going to hand me over. It's your word against mine, then.
That's right, Martha. I suppose you killed the others, too.
How could I? I'm only a woman. How could I suffocate a big man like...
No. Jock was suffocated, was he? Yeah, you must be a lot stronger than you look.
I didn't mean that. If he was murdered, well, it must have been by suffocation. And how could I have killed Matt? We were all together in camp at the time.
His death could have been a genuine accident.
So could the others. My husband and Arne.
Arne was poisoned. I'm sure of that now.
You can't prove that.
The authorities will. All they have to do is dig him up and hold a post-mortem.
Oh, all right. You win. Things didn't go quite as I'd hoped.
You're admitted you killed him?
You'll find out the truth of that very soon. Meanwhile, what are you going to do with me?
I'm going to tie your hands behind your back and stand guard over you till daylight.
And then?
And then I'm taking you into Pilgrim's Rest.
I'll tell you something. You won't get there alive, I can promise you that.
How do you mean by that?
Wait and see, Tommy boy. You're not as clever as you think you are.
Tommy pulled her out of the tent after sticking the two guns into his belt. Out in the flickering firelight, she suddenly turned and looked at him, her expression a mixture of arrogance and triumph. He took a length of rawhide and pulled her arms behind her, about to tie her wrists. A shadow moved out of the surrounding bush and leveled a rifle at them.
Look over there, Tommy. It's the answer to all your problems.
Stand still, Miller. Keep your hands where I can see them.
Oh, darling, I'm glad you kept within earshot. He knew that Tubby hadn't killed himself.
Stay where you are, Martha. Don't come any closer.
But, Matt,
what... It seems you'll both have to die now.
Matt, you can't be serious. We're in this together. There's more than enough for both of us.
Sorry, Martha.
But we love each other, Matt.
I love that gold more. Besides, you'll never be able to keep your mouth shut. Now, women can't. Now, keep back, I tell you.
I'm beginning to see it all now.
That's going
to
do you no good, Limey.
Matt, you must listen to me. Hold on, Matt. No! No!
Matt's bullet tore into Martha, and she went down. But Tommy dived into the shadows and undergrowth before the American could take aim. Tommy had both guns in his hand. He waited, unable to see Matt. He waited in vain. As silently as he had appeared, Matt Ludlow faded into the surrounding bush. After what seemed like an hour, Tommy crawled out into the firelight, careful in case the American was waiting in ambush for him. When he considered it safe, Tommy went to Martha, who was sprawled out near her tent. She was still alive and groaning.
Martha,
Martha. Where did he get you?
The stomach. Oh. The swine. I never thought he'd...
Keep still. Keep still if you can. I'll take a look.
I'll try, but the pain.
One look at her wound was enough to make up Tommy's mind. They would have to leave for Pilgrim's Rest right away and risk crossing the river. He saddled the one horse.
What are you doing?
We're leaving. Matt could come back any time and catch us off guard.
Tell me the truth, Tommy. Am I dying?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Even if we get to a doctor?
I'm afraid so.
I see. You're going to need me, though. Matt tells a long story about you to the commissioner. He'll be believed. He's known in Pilgrim's Rest. You're not. You'll need me alive to tell the truth.
Who did the killings? Matt?
We both killed my husband. Matt killed old Jockins Tubby. It was me who poisoned Arne. The plan had been to keep you alive to testify that they were all natural or accidental. When you realized that Tubby had been murdered, the plan went awry.
And what about Matt? He was supposed to be dead, too.
He'd have wandered on foot into Pilgrim's Rest to tell everybody how he'd been washed away by the flood. And to walk back.
And I'd suffer an accidental death later, eh?
Probably.
Sounds like a mad scheme to me.
It nearly worked.
Now, look, I'm going to lift you onto my horse. It'll be painful.
I'm ready.
Right. There we go, then.
Oh.
You all right?
Yeah, I think so.
I just hold on tight while I climb up behind you. Try to relax. We've a long way to go.
The river had fallen. It was still deep, but with difficulty they succeeded in crossing. In the back of the office was a small room which contained a number of small arms and a bed which the deputy used for night duty. Martha was gently placed on the bed. When the doctor examined her, he announced it was only hours she had to live. In fact, it was a craving for vengeance that was keeping her alive. After the doctor had gone, Tommy sat in the small room with her to await the end. In the outer office, the commissioner and deputy drank coffee and hoped for Matt Ludlow to put in an appearance. At 8, they heard a horse stop outside.
Hey, Jim, there's been a murder down the river there. There's a maniac on the loose. Salimi, you better get
out. We've got him, Matt.
You have? Where?
He's in the back room. Go, take a look.
Oh, that's great. Have you charged him yet? Hey, what's all this? Martha, no! Give me that gun, for heaven's sake!
I had to do it. The swine.
He's dead. She killed him. How did you get a gun, huh?
Well, there's enough of them in here. She must have taken one when I wasn't looking.
Man, this is going to take a lot of explaining to those folks in Pretoria. We never even had so much as an armed robbery here before. Now, suddenly, we get 5 killings to explain.
6.
6. How do you figure that out, son?
Martha. She's dead.
Martha Hendricks and her evil lover were dead. The gold commissioner was right. It did take a lot of explaining. But Tommy Miller was lucky, saved by Martha's dying confession. He was lucky in another way, too. The gold was his. And a few months later, he became one of the richest men in Pilgrim's Rest.
Is produced by Anne Freed and directed by Henry Diffenthal.